A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We seek the protection of God from shaytan, who has been removed from God's kingdom of special mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We ask for special grace from God, who is the all-perfect one, the all-merciful one, and the one whose extra grace is available to the believers and the good doers. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. And we send our greetings and salutations on the Holy Prophet and on his holy progeny, who are the best guides for mankind till the end of time. Elders, scholars, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We were discussing the main themes contained in the dua of Kumail. And in order to remind ourselves about the significance and importance of this dua, that it is extraordinary, it's important to remember that Kumail, who makes the request for this dua, was not an ordinary companion. He was a member of the elite group of companions of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And therefore, the type of dua that would be taught to him would have to be special and extraordinary. And secondly, the name of the dua is also dua ul Khidr. And Khidr was not an ordinary prophet or a special servant of God. He was a man to whom Prophet Musa, who is Ulul Azm, had been sent to go and learn from. And thirdly, the fact that Imam alayhi salam explains that this dua is so powerful that even if you were to recite it once in your lifetime, if better once every year, if better once every month, once every week, if you can recite this dua once in your lifetime, it has the power to change your whole life. So, realizing the importance of this dua will then prepare us to recite more meaningfully this dua in such a way that perhaps the effect on our lives will be more quicker. We can divide the dua into several paragraphs. Briefly, paragraph number one, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. It begins from this till the place where Imam alayhi salam then says that wa as'aluka bi judika an tudniyani min qurbik. We reached almost towards the end of this paragraph, and I wish to explain the last phrases of this paragraph. Briefly, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay, and bi quwwatik and jabarutik and azamatik and sultanik, and then wa bi wajhika al-baqi and bi nurik wa bi nurika wa bi nuri wajhika and bi asma'ik. There are different names of God mentioned. In brief, we could paraphrase it and say, O Lord, I've come before you. I recognize that you know everything, including my problems. I know you have the power over everything. Your Qudra, your Jabarut, your Quwwa, your Azama, your Sultan. It's invincible, unconquerable, irresistible, overwhelming. There is no problem of mine that you can't solve. And number three, your Rahma. وَبِنُورِ وَجْهِ In fact, وَبِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ Arkana kulli shay. Everywhere I turn, I see nothing but a manifestation of your names and power and grace and mercy and love and justice and generosity. I'm flooded. I am overwhelmed. I'm engulfed. I'm encompassed. I'm swimming in nothing but your love and mercy and grace and power and justice and wisdom. Where else can I go? You are so near to me, وَبِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that you are nearer to me than everything else. لَكِّنِي, there's a problem. I'm not near you. I'm far. You are very near, but I'm far. But I want to get near. So therefore I ask for forgiveness. The biggest obstacle separating me from you is my own sinfulness, my own disobedience, my own negligence, my own heedlessness, my own defiance. Allahumma. Therefore I ask you to forgive me. Allahumma aghfir li adh-dhunub allati tahtiku al-'isam, tughayyiru an-ni'am, tunzilu an-niqam, tunzilu al-bala', tahbisu ad-du'a. Variety of sins. In fact, other than these five groups of sins, kullu dhanbin adhnabtu wa kullu khati'atin akhta'tuha. O Lord, I am now committing myself to you, that everything that you have given me, I acknowledge is from you, and therefore I am going to use it for your pleasure. Everything that I have misused, I ask for forgiveness. Then we ask for three things. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik. That وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَن تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ وَأَن تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَن تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ. I'm asking for three things. One, I want to get near to you. And once I get near to you and I experience from the bottom of my heart and with the totality of my existence that nearness, I want to remain near you by constantly remembering you. And part of constantly remembering you is constantly thanking you. This is the peak of the request that we make in this dua. وَأَنْتُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ. Allow me to elaborate this central request that Imam alayhi salam is teaching us to make. تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ. The same words have also been mentioned in the Quran. You notice I recited in the Qunut a dua which is from Surah Ahqaf, chapter 46, ayah number 15. Almost a similar dua is mentioned in Surah Naml, chapter 27, ayah number 19, where Prophet Sulaiman makes a similar dua. Rabbi, my Lord, awzi'ni, inspire me, an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. O Lord, inspire me. Put it in my heart that I feel the interest and the desire and the aspiration to want to thank you all the time. Rabbi, you're my Lord, who else can I go to? أَوْزِعْنِي. Incidentally, the person making this dua is Prophet Sulaiman. When at the peak of his power, Sulaiman had been granted a kingdom. He had been granted the power to be able to communicate to the birds. But later on, this dua is after the incident where he meets the army of ants. And he comprehends their conversation and their worries. In response to that, he makes this dua. I'm all powerful. I can do whatever I want with my power. No. A prophet, the moment he experiences this power, he recognizes that this is God-given, and therefore he needs to acknowledge, and therefore he needs to thank. And that's why we have this riwayah of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, that the shukr of the power that you have to overwhelm the enemy, for example, is to forgive him. Not to misuse and abuse and hurt the enemy. If your opponent has hurt you and you have managed to win over him, make good use of that power by being thankful, and to be thankful is to be able to forgive. أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك. This ni'mah that you have given me, the ability to communicate, the ability to govern. Alayya wa ala walidayya. I could not have reached this position until and unless I accumulated and added on to what my ancestors and my parents bequeathed to me as a legacy. So I acknowledge and I recognize my family's contribution to my achievement and attainment. I'm not independent. نعمتك علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا. It's not enough for me to say, oh Allah, thank you very much. It's more important now that you acknowledge that if this is God given, use it for doing good now. And أعمل صالحا. Give me the tawfiq to be able to do good from now onwards. ترضاه. But in such a way that it wins your pleasure. It's not to do good for winning people's approval. It's not doing good because it makes me feel good. Doing good because it wins the pleasure of God. أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. But then, I don't want to be a person who does good individually. I want also to be a member of those who are صالحين. I want to do amal salih one. I then want to become salih two. And then I want to become a member of the salihin three. This is the shukr of the ni'mah. I want to do good. Not sometimes yes, sometimes no. I want to do good constantly, regularly, frequently, till I become a good doer. I become a salih. I become a virtuous person. Lakini, not individually in isolation. I want to become a member of the Salihin community. It's a beautiful dua, a comprehensive dua, which can be a tafsir of this request that we make in the dua of Kumail. If you look at the Quran, Allah complains that there are people who unfortunately are ungrateful. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Very few of my servants are truly grateful. إن الإنسان لربه لكنود. This surah that we recited, chapter number 100, Surah Adiyat. Surely man seems to be ungrateful. Why? إنه وإن إنه لحب الخير لشديد. The dunya. The khair, khair here meaning the mal. Mal can become a means to do khair. So Quran equates wealth as khair. Lakini, wealth as a means, not wealth as an end in itself. The problem is when man becomes excessively attached to the possessions of the world, he becomes ungrateful. Inna al-insan lirabbihi lakanud. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he knows it, that he is ungrateful. He knows it, that this ni'mah has been granted, and therefore there is a gifter and a giver, but he's failing to acknowledge the busy distractions and the preoccupations of the dunya make him forget this reality. When he's in trouble, he wakes up. Surah An'am, Allah says, if they are rejecting God, ask them, when they were in trouble, what did they say? Chapter 6, ayah number 62, 63. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. When you're traveling on land or sea, and you are faced with overwhelming circumstances that overpower you, and you can't do anything, the best of the captains can't do anything, and the best of the ships that you have made cannot save you from the overwhelming storms. What do you do at that time? تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً. At that time, you start praying to God. تَضَرُّعًا, earnestly, from the bottom of your heart, with all the ikhlas that you can get, you do so. وَخُفْيَةً. And you do it secretly from the innermost chamber of your heart. And then what do you say to God? لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. You save me from this. I can't save. This captain can't save. None of these satellites can locate where our ship is. None of these rescue ships can reach us on time. But if you have the power, if you save us, we will be grateful. Grateful? Where did you know gratitude? Oh, gratitude is something which is inborn in man. man needs others. One, when he receives and is a recipient of virtue and goodness and benevolence from somebody else, he spontaneously responds by acknowledging and expressing gratitude. He also knows there is a Lord. Three, lakini dunya, the devil, the desires of the nafs, they make him forget his duty to make thanks and to give thanks and to acknowledge and to give gratitude. So, the Quran says, but many people are ungrateful. And the reason is because of the dunya. And when the dunya's false power, this facade and this appearance of power disappears, man recognizes the truth. And therefore what the Quran does is, on several occasions, it tries to draw our attention. Look around you, and you see so many ni'mah around you. Look at the physical world, one. Look at the animal world, two. Look at the plant world, three. Look at the seas and the oceans, four. And look at yourself and the ni'mah that Allah has given in your body, five. Five different themes have been mentioned in the Quran, after which Allah says, and I've given you this and this and this and this, but why aren't you grateful? Observe. For example, in Surah Yasin, plants and animals are mentioned. Afala yashkurun. But afala yashkurun after what? In one case, after the example of plants, and another case, after the example of animals. Chapter 36, ayah number 35. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها من جنات من نخيل وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملت أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. Vegetation, plants. You think you are the one who produces? What you have done is just found the right fertile soil. You have put in the seeds, you have put in the water, you have chosen the right temperature. But are you the one who puts your hand inside and cracks open the seed so that the shoot and the root come out and the fruit grows? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. What you have done is just sown the seed in the ground. Who is it that makes it germinate? Allah is the one who provides vegetation. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Same surah, towards the end, Allah says, but look at the animal kingdom and look at the benefits that you enjoy from the animal kingdom. Ayah number 73. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. And we have made subservient the animals to the benefit of mankind. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ. They can use it to mount and move. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. They can eat from the meat. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ. And they have other advantages. The other parts of the animal body can also be used. وَمَشَارِبُ. They can also take drink from the animals. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Till today, man still needs the proteins that can be provided by animal life. And there's no substitute for them. Animals, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Plants, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. In yet another surah, in Surah Qasas, the natural world, and we have designed it in such a way to enable your life on this earth to be comfortable. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Why don't you thank the Lord? Surah Qasas, chapter 28, ayah number 73. Allah mentions the example of the day and night as an example of the design in the physical universe. وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. We have kept the day and the night cycle, the day for activity, the night for rest. If we so wanted, we could have kept the design like the moon for you, where one moon day is equal to 15 earth days. One moon night is equal to 15 earth nights. One moon day, you know, the hottest part of the day is around noon or early afternoon. The temperatures on the surface of the moon reach to almost 150 degrees centigrade. That's boiling temperature. On the night side, the temperatures fall to minus 100 degrees centigrade. You freeze. If we so wanted, we could have prolonged the day so long, you can't do anything. It becomes just too hot for you. If we so wanted, we could have prolonged the night so long, you will be frozen. But we kept the night and the day just in the right balance to enable you to rest and to work. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ But do you recognize this? Have you studied the other planets and seen how life is difficult out there? And therefore the ni'mah on the earth? Sign of the physical world. Sign of day and night. Sign of animals. Sign of plants. Look at the sea. In Surah Nahl, in Surah Rum, in Surah Fatir, and Surah Jathiyah. Four times the same message is repeated. I was surprised. The Quran seems to emphasize a lot about the ocean. And we've made the ocean in such a way, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Observe one example. Surah Nahl, chapter 16, ayah number 14. This surah incidentally lists down a long list of different ni'mah, and one of them of course is the ocean. وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ He has made the ocean subservient to your advantage and to your benefit. There are opportunities out there, the ocean. For example, لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا You can take from it fresh meat, fish. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا And you can extract pearls from the depths of the ocean. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ And you can see the sailing ships plunging in the ocean and traveling. وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ By far, the majority of the transportation in the world is still on the ocean, and it is the cheapest modality of transportation. And your rizq is there in the ocean. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ 70% of the earth's surface is there in the ocean. It's a ni'mah. Four times this ayah with almost the same message is repeated in the Quran. And finally, not only animals, not only the plants, not only the physical world, not only the ocean, but your own body. Your own body is full of ni'mah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ In Surah, again, Nahl, in Surah Mu'minun, in Surah Sajda, and Surah Mulk. Four times, again, the same message is repeated about the human body. Observe, chapter 16, ayah number 78. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا He's the one who made you come to this world from the wombs of your mother at in such a state that you didn't know anything. When you're born, you're totally ignorant except for the instincts that you've been provided with. But لَكِينِ Though you're ignorant, but you're equipped with the senses to learn. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ He's given you senses, example, the ears and the eyes. Two most important, but all the other senses are also a means to know the world. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So that you may recognize the wonderful ni'mah all around you and acknowledge that there is a master and provider and therefore be thankful towards him. Conclusion. The Quran says many people are ungrateful. Not because they cannot be grateful, but they don't want to be grateful. If they want to be grateful, there are enough signs everywhere. Look at the physical world. One, the plant. Two, the animal. Three, the seas. Four, your own body. Five. And human beings have been created in such a way that they're very responsive to gratitude. There was a study conducted jewelry store, when the customer comes to buy jewelry, if he or she goes away and the owner of the store sends a letter of thanks, they discovered that compared to the other customers to whom a letter of thank you was not sent, 70% of those to whom gratitude was shown, they come back for more purchases. They feel honored. Whereas those who were shown no gratitude, they never showed back. They never came again. Of course, for gratitude, the experience of gratitude is only valid if the recipient recognizes that the gift I've been given is valuable. Not only is it valuable, it's expensive. Not only is it expensive, the gift, the donor has given it to me with good intentions, out of benevolence and love and friendship. And number four, the donor has not given it to me gratuitously. He doesn't expect something in return. If a recipient recognizes these four qualities in the donor, the experience and the sense of gratitude is most profound. The same four qualities apply to God in the highest sense. If al-insanu, abdul ihsan, man is naturally inclined to be responsive to anyone who does ihsan to him, there is no doubt that if we remind ourselves of the variety of ni'mah of God on us, but that we will naturally respond with gratitude. Of course, the Imams alayhimus salam have taught us that this is just the first stage of shukr. There are stages beyond that, inshallah we'll discuss. Let's pray to Allah to give us the tawfiq to be able to reach close and closer and closest to Him. And the closer we get, the more we should remember Him. And the more we remember Him, the more thankful we should become. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.